Whether you arrive by land or by sea, the port of La Seyne-sur-Mer welcomes you with the Bascule Bridge, a modern construction which commemorates the city and its old shipbuilding yards. This drawbridge was built by the Daidai Company in 1917 and was first used in 1920. For 60 years, it made it possible to transfer heavy materials brought by train to the shipyards. But for local children, it had a very different use. They used to hang on to the bridge when it was raised until it got to about 3 or 4 meters, then they jumped from it into the sea. One day, a child was too frightened to jump. The technician in charge of the bridge had to lower it again so that the scared boy could climb down safely. Afterwards, the bridge remained stuck in the down position for several days, preventing the shuttle boats linking La Seyne and Toulon from entering and leaving the harbour. A large crane had to be brought from the shipyard to hoist the boats over the bridge. But the children were not the only ones to jump from the drawbridge. A priest, nicknamed the Flying Friar, found it was a very original way of raising money for poor children. He jumped from all types of heights all over the world, thus attracting a large audience. He especially enjoyed jumping off bridges, and one of those from which he jumped was the Bascule Bridge of La Seyne-sur-Mer. In 2009, the drawbridge was restored and turned into a belvedere. Today, it is a 44-meter-high observation post, which offers a panoramic view over the most beautiful harbour in Europe. When night falls, it is floodlit in the most remarkable way.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company AudioVisit.